message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tonight I want to appreciate God for His faithfulness over each and every one of us and for giving me this opportunity to stand before the people of God tonight. We have been treating this topic, winning the race, part 1, part 2, and tonight we are in part 3, winning the race. And I want you to know that the race is not to the swift, nor to the smart, nor to the wise, nor to the strong, nor to the intelligent, nor to the super intelligent. But it is of God that doeth what? That showeth mercy. If it is not for the mercies of God, we cannot run any race at all. That we can't run any race. But we thank God because God has given us the grace. We have been looking on this series that dwelt mainly on character. And in the first day, we'll look at winning the race of life over habits. Habits that can hinder, that can make a man not to attain to the place of victory. How many of you know that those that run the race, they form certain habits? If you're an athlete, there's a particular way you will eat. The way a boxer will eat is different from the way a track athlete will eat. A sprinter cannot be eating the same food a boxer or a wrestler is eating. He will not be able to run. And if the wrestler says, because this guy is so fast, I want to be doing what he's doing, I tell you, he'll be so light that the opponent will just be beating him left, right, center. So there are habits to drop and there are habits to pick up for you to win in the race of life. And Papa dwelt extensively on this. And we also looked at winning the race over offenses. Offenses. How many of us were blessed by that particular teaching? I was so much blessed. Both the first one and the second one. And you know, after one of those days, I went to Papa and said, "Sir, can you please turn this thing to book? Can you make it into a book for us? Because it's so loaded." And you know, a lot of times when we hear these kind of messages, many of us don't take them serious. And it is not in the hearing, but in the doing that the profit comes. I pray that God will give us the grace to be doers of these words. These are deep teachings. Types of offense. Offense against God, offense against the church, offense against spiritual fathers, offense against your spouses. You know, I was so much blessed. Offense against parents, offense against our fellow men. And Papa dwelt extensively on the consequences of offenses, sickness, stagnation, untimely death. And he went on to talk about how do we handle offenses, because offense must surely come. You know, many years ago, I read a book that says, you are not responsible for the action of any man to you, but you are responsible for your own action back. And for every action, there will be an opposite and equal word reaction. That's what we are told in physics. But it's not applicable when it comes to the scriptures. Jesus Christ said, don't return evil for evil. So your reaction cannot be equal and opposite. Praise the Lord. In the kingdom, your reaction is super above love as against hatred. Love will always defeat hatred. Praise the Lord. And he talked about that we should always listen to the word of God, because the word of God will break you and humble you. Adequate knowledge. Sometimes you pick offense because you don't have knowledge of what the person is talking about. Adequate knowledge. Then watch the company you keep. Accept correction with joy. You know, a lot of times many of us don't like to accept correction. And I tell you, if you are the type that don't accept correction, you're a proud person. It's pride that makes people not to accept correction. And they talk about obedience to instructions. I always tell people that I love people that obey instructions. Because when you obey instructions, your task becomes very easy. In my line of profession, everything we do is by instruction. Add this to this and shake it for 5 minutes, warm it, then shake it, then put this. It will give you this. Just do it, you will get it. I don't question how did they know that we should add this to it. There's no need for me to start questioning that. Just do it and you get your result. If the pilot say, I will not fly at the altitude that the manual of the aircraft say you should fly, I tell you, we crash the plane. So offenses can be avoided by instruction. Walk in the love towards God and towards man. And tonight, we'll be looking at part 3, when we'll be talking about winning the race over temptations. Winning the race over temptations. You see, you have been designed to win in the journey of life and destiny. Every one of us has been designed to win in life. And one vital area you need to win is in the area of temptation. I tell you, temptation must surely come. If there's anybody that says, I cannot be tempted, then that person, maybe the person is above Jesus. Because Jesus Christ was tempted. Praise the Lord. The Bible said he was tempted like us in all things. You see, so he was tempted. So it means you and I will face temptation. Praise the Lord. And we need to win in the area of temptation in order for us to win the race of life. And I tell you, if you want to finish strong in life, you must be strong to overcome temptations. Turn to your neighbor, say, be strong to overcome temptations. Turn with me to the book of Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. I read the New King James Version. For this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you. Can you see that? By any means, the tempter had tempted you, and our labor be in vain. That is all the work that Paul have done, he has to send to cross-check to ensure that the tempter, because he knows the tempter will come to tempt the people, so that the work will not be in vain. Praise the Lord. The devil is the tempter, and is looking and is always looking for whom to tempt. And his method is always subtle. His weapon is always deceptive. The devil will not come with you to you with what is two sharp horns, claws longer than that of tiger, with tail and some wild looking skin and say, do this. You will not do it. Rather, you will start casting and binding him, or you run away. He will come in a very subtle, gentle, nice way. That when you see it, you say, this is really nice. And before you know it, you are gone. That was the weapon he used in the book of Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1 to 6. The devil did not come to Eve as a wild being. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord has made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, ye shall not eat of every tree. Can you see that? Every tree. God did not say, don't eat of every tree. You come and say, God said, you should not eat of that. So the woman answered him back. Can we go to... And the woman said unto him, serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but save this one. But of the tree of life in the midst of the garden, you shall not eat of it. And the devil deceived the woman and said, the thing is nice. If you eat it, you will not die. Of course, the woman died. Not a physical death, it was spiritual death. Praise the Lord. So most often the devil will not come to any man in a scary form, but in a subtle form. And man can easily fall into Satan's temptation, thereby following the pattern of Adam and Eve. And the falling of Adam and Eve into temptation prevented them from winning the race. They did not win the race. So God has to send a second Adam, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, in order for us to have the grace to win the race. May you receive the grace to win the race in the name of Jesus. You know, one of my best books that I've read, one of the books I've read that I love so much is Finishing Strong. How many of us know that book, Finishing Strong? Very powerful book. For a man here, I recommend that book for you, Finishing Strong. You see, if you are not ready to finish well, you will be doing things that will make you to finish woefully. A student that is targeting first class will start preparing for first class from day one. He or she registers in the school. Not final year. Say, I'll wait till final year. After all, it's 4 years. When it is final year, we have A all through. You won't have first class. We have some first class graduates in our midst here. They can tell you. It's from day one. So to finish well, you have to start from day one. To overcome temptation, you have to be strong. So what is temptation? Temptation is pressure applied to your thinking, designed to create wrong emotions. Pressure applied to your thinking, designed to create wrong emotions, which will eventually lead to wrong decisions. It is an appeal to your emotions, an appeal to your appetite, an appeal to your desire, an appeal to your flesh, an appeal to the things that makes you happy. Temptation will always come through doors that were left open. Temptations will always come through doors that were left open. Turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will with, that is, will with, note those scriptures, will with the temptation also make a way to escape. That is, as the temptation come, God has made a way with it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Media, can you still hold that scripture? God bless you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. But we will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to do what? Bear it. Praise the Lord. And he went on in the book of Peter 5, 9, asking us to resist. Sometimes you need to take a stand. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 9. 1 Peter 5, 9. Take a stand. Take a stand that, look, this is what I will do. Says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. That is, it is not peculiar to you. So take your stand. Say, I will take my stand. I will take my stand in Christ. I will take my stand in faith, and it will flee from me. Temptation will come, but God has given us the grace to bear and to overcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So to win in life, you cannot be falling down and say, grace, you are banned. Today, temptation come, you fall. Tomorrow, temptation come, you fall. Next tomorrow, temptation. No. You can't win in that way. How many of us will plant a corn? You plant it here today. You say, it's not nice here. Then you remove it. You plant it there. Then you remove it. The thing will never grow. It will eventually die. So we cannot say, I just can't resist it. When I see this, I can't resist it. It is because you have left the door open. Praise the Lord. Temptation is like a bird that is flying. Flying. You can't say the bird should not fly over your head or over your car as it is. But you can prevent the bird from building a nest on top of your car or on top of your head. Even on top of your house. You can say, bird, I don't want you over this roof. Get away. You get a stick and chase the thing away. The thing will move. If you refuse to move, you get catapult. And fired catapult, the thing will move. Catapult is not working. Get something bigger. You understand? Get it. There is one gun that in those days, when I was small, in the village, those babas used to use. They call it shakabula. When they shoot, the thing comes spread. You get that, it will fly off. We'll still be getting to that. So in other words, temptation will come, but you can prevent it. Praise the Lord. Some channels through which temptation comes. Number one is, devil uses people to bring temptation across our way. Many times, we respect people's opinion in disregard for God's law. And that leads us into temptation. Many times, I take that again, we respect people's opinion, our associates, our parents, our brothers, our friends. We respect their opinions in disregard to the law and the commandments of God, and that leads to temptation. Don't drink. Then you have been in a place where everybody is drinking. I tell you, before you know what is happening, you will start drinking. Many years ago, I was very young, just after secondary school, first year in higher institution, I have a friend who loves going to party. And my entire life, at that point, I've never been to party before, not just one. Till now, I don't like party. I'm not a party person. I'm not saying party is bad. Don't let us go to that. I'm not saying it's bad. But I remember an experience that I had where you can fall into temptation by people. He invited me to a party. And as I went for the party, sneaked out at night, escaped from the, you know, mothers especially. Escaped. And I got to the party and the place was booming. And after a while, I felt like sleeping. Because I'm not used to it. I couldn't drink. I couldn't do it. And it was feeling cold. So I asked him, is there any room that I can use to sleep? And he said, oh, I'll take you to this room. You can rest. So I went. And I said, open the door to enter. Hey. I saw some things. Better not to discuss. Going on. So I closed the door gently. And I went back and went to go and stay in one corner. I tell you sincerely, at that point, my mind started going to all kinds of things. Because I've seen what I should not see. My mind started imagining the people that I was not noticing their dance before. I started noticing their dance. The people I was not noticing the way they were dressed before, suddenly I started taking interest in the way they were dressed. I tell you, because people will make you to fall into the, and I was under intense temptation. So I just have to stay like that till daybreak, 4 a.m. I must get back home before mommy wakes up. So I have to rush back. That was the last night party. Last one. I told myself, no, that wasn't the last. I still did one more. I did one more. Praise the Lord. Burial ceremony. In those days that they used to, I still did one. But I tell you, people will make you fall into sin if you are not careful. If I'd stayed in my room, Jeje, I won't see what I ought not to see. I won't be tempted. My mind will not start imagining things that it ought not to imagine. So watch your association. Watch the people you relate with. Watch what people tell you. Is it in consonant with the will of God? Will I obey this and disregard the commandment of the Lord? Bible says, can we continue in sin and say that grace you have earned? Number two is pride. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. Proverbs 11, verse 2. When pride come, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Pride brings shame. You see, pride is the catalyst for making you easy prey for temptation. It's a catalyst. Catalyst is what speed up reactions. Pride helps your rate of falling into temptation to be fast. Because when you are proud, you tend to want to maintain certain status that you are not up to. And that will constantly expose you to temptation. You will be constantly exposed to certain temptations that you ought not to be exposed to. You may be exposed to stealing. You may be exposed to prostitution. You may be exposed to drugs. Why? Because you want to keep the high self-esteem. I say, just take this drug. When you take one, you'll be high. You start seeing everybody tiny. And you go into it. Before you know, one nerve in the brain decides not to work again. And the thing now went into default mode. Behaving haywire. It's as a result of pride. Pride can make you to start doing things that normally you will not do, and that will open doors. Like I said earlier, doors, temptations will always come through doors that were left open. When you leave the door open, temptations will come. So pride will be a catalyst that will help speed up the rate of that reaction. May we not work in pride in the name of Jesus. Most often, pride will make you to lie. Pride, that's the temptation. You'll be tempted to lie. You see, it's my father that owns that factory that is on Asadam. They just put Dangote. It's not Dangote actually. It's actually my dad. Dangote is just funding for my dad. Dangote is funding for your dad. Mercy. Pride. Why? Because your status, you don't want to bring it down. Pride will expose you to things that normally you will not do. And that is why the Bible says pride goeth before shame. It's a prerequisite to shame. When pride comes, shame follows. May we not be shame. May we not experience shame in the name of Jesus. Number three. This one, I'll talk a little about it. It's media. Social media. Either electronics, print media, internet, TV, phone, whatever. You know, the media are taking over now. We are in the media age. In those days, to read newspaper, we used to sneak over the shoulder of our father. When daddy has come back from work and is waiting for mommy to dish his dinner, and he crosses his leg and is reading Tribune or whatever one, Sketch. How many of us know Sketch? I don't even know if it is still available. Concord. Those newspapers, those days, Concord, and they are reading. Then you will go. For those of you that have interest, you will be peeping. Kilonwo. Sorry, sir. You will be peeping. But these days, you don't need to peep. It's right there in your hand. And as you are trying to even read news, they will just pop up. One half naked person dancing. And if you're not careful, from there, some other things will start happening. As good as the social media is, as good as the media is, I tell you, you can easily fall into prey of temptation and you can become hooked. And when you are hooked, it becomes an issue. How many of us know that there is phone addiction now? Phone addiction. There are people that are addicted to their phone. There are people that are suffering from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And I tell you, we call it ADHD. But there are people that are suffering from addiction phone deficit disorder. They are addicted to phone. And that makes them to work in disorderly manner. Somebody is cooking. Because he or she is pressing for the food is burning. Gas is wasting. Everything is wasting. Food is wasting. Yes, it's pressing phone. You know, the phone, that aside, they are good. They are good devices. But I tell you, you can be exposed to a whole lot of temptation via the social media. Because your eye is the gateway to your heart. Your ears are the gateway to your heart. So, if you are watching something or you are listening to something that can arouse negative, immoral emotions in you, you can easily become a prey of temptation. Having just finished watching something that is not nice, as a single guy on the social media, on the phone or whatever, then a friend that is a lady friend, walks in. Perfect wrong timing. Walks in your mind, You are no longer looking at the questions he has brought for you to solve. You have actually gone beyond the questions. You are already thinking of something else. And if you are not careful, you can take one, it's just a thin line between the thing. It's a thin line, though. Before you know it, you have crossed over. You see yourself start saying things that you ought not to say and doing things that you ought not to do. And that can take away the destiny of that person for life. Just 5 minutes. Destiny is over. Because you don't know the kind of spirit the person is carrying. Destiny is over. Otiton. Agbagbogbe wapata. Otiton. Ogotilo. May that not be our portion in Jesus' name. You know, when I'm driving and I see certain things and my wife is with me, I'll tell her, can you see that? I said, how on earth would this one not cause a brother that is not filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost not to misbehave? Because men are moved by what they see. And you say, the brother too should put off their eyes. I said, as if it is torchlight that you can switch off. It doesn't work that way. So you have to run. That's why the Bible says, flee. Social media, phones, don't go to sites that will pollute your heart. Don't go to sites that will arouse emotions. Don't go to sites on the sake of I'm looking for information. To sites that will prepare you for something that you cannot cope with. Most especially if you are in a relationship, you have a fiancé. We call it beloved. You have a fiancé, as in you are a Christian, you have a fiancé, and you are. Don't do things that when you now see your beloved, your brain will begin to turn. All the electrical nerves on your body is alive. Why? Because you have gone to tempt yourself. Prepare yourself for temptation. Take your eyes off. But you know, as good as those things are, they also comes with caution. They put devices that where you can shut off sites that are not right. You can actually block them off. So block them off. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Block them off before the devil block your destiny off. Block them off. Number four is sex. Sex is pure and holy in the confines of marriage. It is divine, designed by God for physical, emotional, and spiritual bonding between a husband and wife. It is actually designed by God for physical, emotional, and spiritual bonding between a husband and a wife. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, and I read verse 19. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 19. The Bible says, let her be as a loving hand and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times. Talking about your wife. And be thou ravished always with her love. Your wife, oh. Your wife. Not another person. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I actually said 15 to 19. But it went to the end. God bless you, media. The heart for sex is natural, but it must not become a force without control. The heart for sex in every human being is natural, be it male or female, it is natural. But it must not become a force without control. You must not now make it something that you cannot control. It shouldn't be. How many of us know that there is nothing you overdo or you do wrongly that will not have a harm? And until the Bible says, it is not until you actually go into the act. It says, when you look at a woman lustfully in your heart, You have already done the thing. And that's the most difficult part. And it takes constant cleansing, constant purification of your heart for you to stay pure. So sex is one of the strongest ways to temptation, especially among the youth. And you know, as you grow older, that kind of temptation does not appeal to you any longer. Another kind of temptation starts coming, which is the one I will go to now. When you get to middle age, and then seniors of life eat you, all the thing that is making you do giz, we go. I'm telling you, the giz, we die off. All these things that you are still chasing around, it will die off. All the things that is still tracking you, that you are looking, is, I'm looking, I have, they used to say one shape, hourglass shape. After some time, the thing is no longer hourglass, it's just straight, it's just there. Yeah. So, those things that you think are the thing will no longer appeal to you. I always tell people that are close to me that are young, I said, what you will eat and be tired of, you don't smell it. You just say, you know you want to eat this, and you say, let me just smell. And what you will not eat, you don't smell also. Don't expose yourself to things that can make you not to win in life. The Bible said marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. The moment you start the foundation of your home wrongly, it takes the grace of God. The moment you start the foundation of your life on a wrong footing, it takes the grace of God. So flee away from sinful temptation. That's one temptation that the Bible says we should flee from. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee immorality. Flee. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. So flee. And like I said, temptations are things that are walking around. Until you open the door, they cannot come in. How many of us know that you can actually stay pure? Many years ago, before I got married, I was working in an organization. I was preaching to a young boy, and after giving his life to Christ, he said, sir, he used to call me Egbon. Say, Egbon, I've given my life to Christ, now, but I have one problem. I said, what is it? He said, I cannot stop sex. I said, that one is small now. He said, is it possible for a man not to do the thing? And I said, yes. He said, you. He challenged me and I said, look, by the grace of God, I'm standing. He didn't believe it. Certain things, if you want to be successful, I will not do it. The Rechabite decided that they will not sin. Even when the prophet came and said, God says, Sam, our father, Jochebed, said we cannot drink wine and we will not drink wine. And they refused. And because of that, God honored them. God will honor you today as you take a stand for him in the face of the stiffest temptation in the name of Jesus. I said, God will honor you in the name of Jesus. Job chapter 31 verse 1 said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? I've made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a maid? Make a covenant with yourself. To whom you yield yourself to that person, you are the servant. Take a start. I will not yield myself to the devil. Romans 6:16. I won't yield. Number 4, regular fasting. Fasting strengthens our spirit man. Matthew 17:21. Fasting strengthens our spirit man. Strengthens our spirit man. Makes you to be very strong spiritually. I've been faced with the temptation. I've shared a story with my wife before. After, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit just lead you into fasting. You will know. As a young man in school, about to graduate, the Holy Spirit told me, fast 21 days. I was wondering for what. So I told my friend, let's fast. join me, to help me. 21 days. When I finished, when I got home, it was actually to deliver me from a very bad temptation. I tell you, I would have carried what is not mine, if not for that fast. So at that point, I told myself, I said, so these 21 days will be a waste. It can't be a waste. Fasting regularly will strengthen your spirit, man. Will help you. You see, those that lift weight, they gym every day. Footballers train every day. They practice. They know how to play the kick. They know how to play the cross. They know how to pass the ball. And all that. They do it. They do more than what they play the 90 minutes you and I watch. They do more. It is not when it is time to now play, they will now say they want to start doing. They have done the thing to win the race. You will win the race in Jesus' name. Regular fasting. Regular fasting. Number five, flee. Flee. Joseph has to do what? Take off. He has to move. What's the Yoruba word for flee? Eh? Jakpa. Tefi mana. Tefi. He has to tefi. He has to move. The guy flee. He flees so much that the court has to be left. He flee. And you know, the dresses they used to wear in those days is not shirt and trousers like us. That was the day the Holy Spirit gave me a kind of understanding of what actually happened. He was practically undressed by that woman. Because they wear robe. Was practically. So he left his coat. He has to run. He did not say, coat of many colors that my father gave me. If he waits to pick the coat, he will pick something else with the coat. His destiny would have been coated in Potiphar's house. It would be coated in Madame's palm and embrace. And that would be the end of his destiny. He will never win the race. He flee. So sometimes you need to flee. You need to take off. The story I was telling you, I actually took off. I left the house from morning. I didn't return back until 6 p.m. in the evening. I ran to another place. When I came back, I knew everybody would be back. Sometimes it takes you to take off. Take off from certain things that are affecting you. Number five, constant stalking yourself and your environment with the blood of Jesus. You soak yourself. You soak yourself and your environment with the blood of Jesus. The Bible says we overcame him by the what? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our what? Of our testimony. You have to soak yourself with the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life today. As I go out today, the blood deliver me from every temptation. The blood deliver me. I overcome every temptation by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. My testimony is that I will not fall into temptation. My testimony is that I will live a life that is full of Christ. That is what you do if you want to overcome, because the days are evil. Evil is everywhere. So you have to constantly soak yourself. Soak yourself. Soak yourself. Number seven is guide your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the what? Are the issues of life. Set your mind on Christ. Hebrews 12 verse 1 and 2. Say, let us now leave aside every besetting thing, every little sin. Let's leave them aside. Let's run on to what? On to perfection. So you have to put your heart down with all diligence. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence. Keep it with all diligence. Out of it are the issues. Your heart is the gateway to your destiny. Brethren, if you want to win in this race, to fight against temptation, guide your heart. Don't pollute your heart with things that will make you to be a prey to temptation. And my prayer is that God will give you the grace in the name of Jesus. Never allow sinful thoughts to thrive in your heart. And God will bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. My time is up already. I want you to know tonight that you cannot live a victorious life if you don't have Christ. All what we have said, all what we have discussed, without Jesus, you cannot have them. Without Jesus, you cannot prevail. Without Jesus, you cannot have dominion. Without Jesus, you cannot establish your stand. If you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Christ, I want you to bow down your head and pray and say, Father, give me the grace. You are in that category, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, or you want to give your life to Christ. Can you signify by waving your hand to Jesus? You want to give your life to Christ. My time is up already. Can you do that quickly? You want to give your life to Christ. That person raising up that hand, God bless you. God bless you. God will give you the grace over every temptation that you are facing. God bless you. God bless you for that hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you for that hand. God bless you. Tonight, God is giving you the grace. God is redeeming you from every power of temptation. God is freeing you from everything that easily beset you. I want you to say after me, if you are watching us online, you join us also by saying this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for accepting me as one of yours. I confess my sin. I confess everything. And I ask you to forgive me. And I receive the grace to live for you. From today, I'm no longer my own. I'm now yours. Father, have mercy on me. Cleanse me by your blood and accept me as I surrender my life unto you. In Jesus' mighty name. Can we please rise up on our feet? Let's jam our hands together for what God has done tonight. Father, we give you glory. We worship you. Quickly, can we thank God for what God has done today? Let's bless His holy name and say, Father, we thank you. 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 Thank you for the release of your word. Thank you for freeing us from every temptation. Thank you for giving us the grace to win the race of life. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' glorious and mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to say, oh Lord, help me not to fall into temptation of life. In the name of Jesus, help me not to fall into temptation. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive the grace not to fall into any kind of temptation. Help me, oh Lord, to be victorious in the face of temptation. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus, to be victorious in the face of temptation. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord, to be victorious in the place of temptation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to say, oh Lord, grant me fresh hunger for your word. And via your word, help me to keep my ways. Help me to keep my ways. Fill me with the spirit of prayer. Fill me with the spirit of prayer. Expose unto me every trick of the enemy to destroy me via temptation. In the name of Jesus, expose them. Grant me the grace for prayer. Help me to pray more. Help me in the place of prayer. Lord Jesus, help me. Fill me with your word more. In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead and praise to God. Praise to God. Praise to God. Can you pray better to God? Speak to him tonight. He will hear you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are still praying. Say, Father, give me victory in all temptations. Open your mouth right now and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Say, Lord, give me victory. Everybody is tempted in one way or the other. I'm going to pray, Lord, give me victory over every temptation. In the name of Jesus, in all temptation that comes our way, Lord, give me victory. In the name of Jesus, give me victory. Give me victory. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Brother, I'd like you to pray better. I know we are fasting, but this is time to pray. I pray that God will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Say, every anti-testimony power. I can't hear your voice. Say, every anti-testimony power must catch fire Open your mouth and pray to God. Open your mouth and pray to God. Every anti-testimony power, every power that say I will not get my breakthrough, that say I will not testify, in the name of Jesus, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, I command you to catch fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to catch fire. I command you to catch fire. Every anti-testimony power, in the name of Jesus, catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, every power that wants me to attend Impact House in vain, die. Again, say, every power that want me to attend Impact House in vain, die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Pray to God. God is here. God is here in this commission. He's doing wonders. He's doing wonder. I need you to pray that whatever power that want to say you'll be here in vain, let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, I command every power that want us to attend Impact House in vain, that will say we will not get a blessing, that will say we will not get victory, that will say we will not get a breakthrough, in the name of Jesus, die. In the name of Jesus, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, every power that say we will not get, that we will not see the hand of God, in the name of Jesus, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, I command you to die. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, every ancestral wall, every ancestral wall built around my new chapter, die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every ancestral word that say I will not access my new chapter, every ancestral word that say I will not access my new chapter, in the name of Jesus, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, just like Jericho fell, I command you to fall. In the name of Jesus, every wall around my new chapter that is blocking me from accessing my new chapter, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, let the agenda of wasters over my life die in the name of Jesus. Turn into prayer in the name of Jesus. Ramo pashaka tayaba lekomo zuntelima payare mo shakataba. Every agenda of wasters that want to waste my efforts, that want to waste my investment, I command you to die in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command you to die in the name of Jesus. Every evil agenda to waste my efforts, to waste my anointing, to waste my gift, to waste my life, to waste my calling, to waste my business, to waste my yearly career, to waste my studies, in the name of Jesus, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, every agenda of waste around our studies, in the name of Jesus, die by fire. In the name of Jesus, die by fire. In the name of Jesus, die by fire. Every agenda of waste that want to waste our investment and that want to waste our harvest, in the name of Jesus, die. In the name of Jesus, died. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And lastly, I need you to pray this prayer with every power you have. You are going to pray to God. You are going to say, my hair reject untimely death. Say, my head reject untimely death. Open your mouth right now, turn into prayers. Reject every untimely death. Reject every untimely debt. Reject every untimely debt. in the mighty name of Jesus. Reject every untimely death. Lord, we reject every untimely death in the name of Jesus. Reject every untimely death by the power in the name of Jesus. We will not die untimely in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We'll continue our intercessions tonight and say, Father, you say, Father, as we prepare to cross to a new month, let my inheritance be delivered to me. Lift your voice and begin to pray. As we prepare to cross into a brand new month, I am crossing into testimony. I am crossing into favor. I am crossing into breakthrough. I am crossing into advancement. I am crossing into testimony. I am crossing into grace. I am crossing into God's grace. I am crossing into God's grace. I am crossing into advancement, into success. I cannot be on the same spot as I prepare to cross into the month of August. I am crossing into success. I am crossing into testimony. As I prepare to cross, I am crossing over into a higher level, into a higher level of God's grace. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, as we start the new operation, Operation One Man, Seven Souls, cause more souls to be won. Cause men to be drawn unto you. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we pray that you will win multitude of souls into your house as we cross to a new month. As we go out aggressively for evangelism. As we speak to people about the love of God. Father, draw more men unto yourself. Father, draw more men unto your house. Cause them to be established as you bring them. Cause them to be established as you bring them. As we give them the flyers. As we speak to them, cause their heart to be endeared to you. Cause their mind to be attracted to you. Cause their heart to be endeared to you. Cause their heart to be attracted to you. Give men the desire for the things of God. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, you will say, Father, make a soul winner out of my life. Make a soul winner out of my life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and pray. Father, make me a soul winner. Make me a woman of influence. Make me a man of influence. Let my life influence my environment. Let my life influence my environment. Let my life influence my environment. Let my life be a blessing in my environment. Cause my life to glorify you. Cause my life to bring glory to your name. Cause my life to bring honor to your name. Cause my life to bring adoration to your name. Cause my life to draw men unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, remove every hindrance that might want to hinder men from being won unto you this season. Remove every hindrance. Remove every spirit of worldliness that might want to hinder men from coming to God. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Every hindrance, every stumbling block, every spirit of doubt that might hinder men from coming to God at this time. Father, remove such hindrances. Father, remove such hindrances. Father, remove such hindrances as we prepare to launch into the streets, into the corners, into the edges. Father, we pray, let hindrances be removed. Let obstructions be removed in the name of Jesus. Let everything that might want to hinder soul winning be removed totally in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, let me experience your greatness as I prepare to cross to a new month. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Let me experience your greatness in my marriage, in my studies, in my home. Let me experience greatness. Let greatness be exhibited. Let greatness show yourself. Use me to show the world that you are a great God. Use my life to show the world that you are a mighty God. Use my life to show the world that you are a faithful God. Use my life to show the world that you are a merciful God. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, as I partake in the communion tonight, let no sickness cross with me into August 2019. Lift your voice and begin to pray. As I prepare to cross into August 2019, let no sickness cross into August 2019 with me in the name of Jesus. As I prepare to cross into the new month, sickness and disease, are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Don't look around. Pray, 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 pray. As I prepare to cross into August 2019, no sickness will cross into the new month with me. No disease will cross into the new month with me. In the name of Jesus. Lekuta grada dadayash. Rokoto bragada badabadasa. Lefredes kereboshka. Nikato brakaza barana. Ela brakaza barada kalane gelendo rosia lalasha. Lembranos kalabadasa. Lepekes kerebregereza. Leba baba 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 baba. Le gregereza. Leko sakra kakakara. Leke ze prekete braga gagara badas. Zokoto prekete gere. Lembra mama mama marada. Zokoto prekete. Lepokos kerende gregereza. Repakata bagada. No sickness will cross with me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, whatever you have not planted in my body, via the communion of tonight, wash it away. Whatever you have not planted in my system, Father, wash it away. Begin to pray. 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 Whatever you have not planted in my body, whatever you have not planted in my system, Father, as a direct result of this communion tonight, Father, wash it away. Wash away everything that is a stranger. Every stranger, every weakness, every tiredness, every untimely death. Father, wash them away. Father, wash them away. Wash away that stranger. Wash away that tiredness. Wash away that sickness. Wash away that weakness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And lastly, you will say, Father, in this season of massive testimony, give me a testimony. Give me a testimony. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Father, give me a testimony. I will not cover up your glory. I will not cover up your glory. I will not cover up your glory. Father, give me a testimony. 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 I will not cover up your glory. I refuse to cover up your glory. I refuse to cover up your glory. I will not cover up your glory. Father, give me a testimony. Daddy, give me a testimony. Baba, give me a testimony. I will not cover up your glory. In my family testimony, in my marriage testimony, in my home testimony, Father, release a testimony unto my life. A brand new testimony, a brand new miracle, a brand new signs and wonders. Let it release. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, we thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your blessings and your favor so far. Thank you for sending us your word with power. We say, blessed be thy name in Jesus' name. We speak your power into this communion tonight. This is no longer ordinary bread and wine. This is now the body and the blood of Jesus. And we pray that via this communion tonight, every yoke in any life, oh Lord, that such yoke shall be washed away in the name of Jesus. Father, the grace to overcome temptations, the grace to stand against temptations, the grace to flee temptations and to win in life, released to everyone here tonight in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.